USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly, but early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.